All right. So I am pre-gaming before I go out and meet up with some friends tonight. And I'm also hard boiling some eggs. So I'm going to have to leave this. I'm going to take a break in like 10 minutes during this. So I wanted to hurry up and get on this topic because it's like really going through my head, man. Like with the modern, like in the Western countries, like in the United America, the UK, so like these places, see, my opinion is see, women have they've officially backed themselves into a corner. Meaning, you see, and I touched on this in a previous video on like on the perfect storm of what happened. You see, over the course of time, like women slowly began to be incentivized to kick men out to the curb and just raise the children. And see, when they did that, they raised a bunch of bitch made faggot men. You see what I'm saying? Like that's what they ended up raising. And these bitch made faggot men, like they don't have the courage to be the man that the women want. You see, like, and this goes back to another core issue of never listen to what a woman says. Because it's always women are biologically not programmed to see more than 5 minutes in front of their own face. Never listen to that shit. Watch their actions and pay attention to what they've done throughout history. All right. Like throughout the course of time. What look at the habits and what they did. Never listen to woman to what a woman says if she's standing right in front of you or she's on TV or on YouTube or wherever the fuck. Because their brains are not wired to function, to keep something lasting, the functional longevity of any one thing. They're not wired for it. You see, and the mess that women have found themselves in. I'm trying to make this fast. I'm boiling some eggs. I'm getting ready to run out for the night. See, like, they back themselves into a corner because, see, in one instance, see, they temporarily won with men with modern feminism. See, that was the temporary win. In other words, it was a shit test. Okay, women shit tested men. Men fell for it because look for because let's say the last score of years, the last 20, 30 odd years, men have been slowly programmed to become more bitchified, to be more, you know, they became more sissified and following women. And women hate that shit, but they're never going to tell you this. A woman will never tell you that. That she wants a dominant gangster ass motherfucker to come in and fuck her fucking brains out. Women will never, they'll always say, oh yeah, baby, yeah, 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 you should be nice to all women, yeah. But see, that's all they're ever going to do because that's woman's nature, is to do whatever they think is going to soothe you. And that while in the meantime, they're waiting for that higher man to come in and just dominate them. This is their fucking nature. But see, in these Western countries, they pussified the men and they came in with that next wave of feminism. Well, at this point, they were already pussified. So they just went, okay, I'll follow feminism now. And the women hate that shit. There is not, I promise you this, there is not one woman on the planet Earth whose vagina genuinely gets wet to a male feminist or a man who advocates feminism. There is not a one vagina on the planet who genuinely gets aroused by that. Not a one. I tell you what they do get aroused by, misogynists. I guarantee you that. You know, the jerk, the misogynist, the asshole dude, that's who gets their fucking vaginas wet. But see, especially in the U.S., I'm pre-gaming, so I'm ready to run out. I'm ready to I'm catching a train. I'm not driving. I'm pre-gaming. I'm ready to get these eggs off the stove. I'm going to be out in a minute. I don't know if you can hear it, but that's that sound. It's boiling right now. But yeah, they back themselves in Western countries. They are so backed in. Women have backed themselves into a corner of one. The women cannot admit that they were wrong. OK, because that will fix everything. In most cases, if the person at fault admitted they were wrong, that would speed rush the whole rectifying issue of the scenario. But women can't do that. So the next step is what women will do is, because like I said, women are like children mixed with dogs. They're going to keep pushing at you. They'll keep nipping at you. Nip. They're going to keep poking you. Yeah, bitch, I want this. Yeah, bitch, I don't see. When they're doing that, when they're poking and nipping at you, they want this. They want that. They want this. They want that. See, what a woman is doing in a woman's brain, see, men have to learn to stop thinking like men, trying to think like women, and learn how to think as a woman. You see, when women and or children, when they go, yeah, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want that. See, when they start doing shit like that, what they're really saying is, please put me in check. I want to be put in check. I need it because it makes me feel fulfilled when a man is still that guy who can put me in check. But at this point in time, the men have become so feminized. They're just like, okay, what more do you want? Would you like more money? Would you like more shit? And see, and the women hate it because the men, because see, these feminized men are now trying to please the woman when pleasing is the woman's position. You see, when a woman's whole position in life is to please everyone. But see, now men are like I said this in a video a long time ago. I didn't come up with this. I'm not taking credit for this. I forget where I got it from, but I didn't come up with it. But this is real shit. Men are becoming women and women are becoming men. All right. Now, from the man's point of view, he doesn't give a fuck as long as he's still getting some pussy. Doesn't care what happens. The woman can make $10 trillion a second. As long as the man still gets pussy, he can deal with everything else. But see, women can't deal with that shit. That's where the problem comes in. You see, and women don't even know they can't deal with it until it happens to them. You see what I'm saying? So, okay, back to the feminism thing. Like, see, men are so beaten down and pussified and, yeah, I'll follow feminism. Okay, what more do you want? Do you want more time off from work? Do you want better pay? Do you want this? And do you want better pay? And despite you getting pregnant for a year and the company has to hold on to your fucking wages for 9 months for absolutely nothing. Do you want that? And women are like, yeah, we want that. We want that. You see, they don't want that. In reality, women don't care about religion. In all honesty, they probably really didn't even care about the right to vote. Let's just be honest about it. Because look, the reason I say that sounds fucked up. I'm going to explain this. See, the reason why women really don't even care about the right to vote, okay? As long as a woman is being fulfilled as a woman, the universe can burn down. Perfect example. I don't know if you guys know the model Kate Upton. Kate Upton is this fucking blonde bitch who, you know, she's a model. She has white girl, big tits, blonde hair. You know, you want to fuck her. Blah, blah, right? When she got pregnant, and I still remember this, and I called this shit when it happened. When she got pregnant, she was going to be on this whole fat acceptance movement because she thought she was getting ready to get fat, right? She wasn't winning anymore as a woman. Right. So now it's the whole, oh, I care about people. We need equality. We need payments and we need all this. And then when she lost that weight, she didn't give a fuck about fat acceptance. That shit went out the goddamn window. And she up there with her tits poking up out her turtleneck. And I'm winning, girl. Fuck fat acceptance. Like you got like watch women's nature, man. And see, that's what feminine men who advocate feminism, they're not paying attention to women's nature. They're secretly hoping it's going to put them in a better position to get pussy. For 80% of them and the other 20% that I've seen, I've watched this happen. These other guys, they have daughters and they remember how they treated women before and they don't want their daughters to grow up dependent on a man. So that's I can understand that, but that's not as the majority of it is the former. Men are thinking it's going to put them in a better position to get pussy out of a woman, and women know it. Okay, see, and this is the deeper fucked up part. See, women know all this. See, women have been getting their vaginas ran through since they were 12 and 13 years old. They know when a guy is just telling them what they want to hear to have sex, even when they claim they pretend they don't know. You know, even when they claim they don't know, they're pretending they don't. They know, okay? They're not stupid. It's the same thing like how a deer knows a dog dressed up as a deer is not a deer. Like, that motherfucker ain't even walking like no damn deer. This motherfucker dressed up. I would get my eggs off the stove real quick. Actually, I'm going to turn it down. Because I'm going to get my eggs off. But yeah, man, like, I got my long johns. I'm getting ready to go out. Anyway. But yeah, no, but that's what it is. And see, and feminists have legitimately like pushed themselves up against the wall because, like I said, women cannot admit when they were wrong, one, and they're secretly hoping that men grow the fuck up and check them. You see, this is what every woman that's involved in feminism in feminism type shit, like, you know, she's trying to be super duper independent and got shit, blah, blah, blah. Every woman secretly wants a man to come in there and just dominate her. That's what they want. They want to be taken care of by a viable protector, you see. But women, they will never, especially now, they're not going to say it. Because if they say it now, it's going to say, oh, we were wrong. Our bad. So now you can just make fun of us for the next 120 years about it. They're not going to do that. All right. So now they're just going to sit back and they'll, you know, they'll deal with little beta Tom, beta Roy, and then let Alpha Rod and Todd come in and fuck their brains out. AKA me. They're going to come to my place and I'm going to fuck their brains out. How they want to get fucked. And then they're going to go back out in that world and try to live that borderline pretty woman / 50 Shades of Grey / Sex in the City lifestyle, trying to tell themselves that they're happy off a bullshit story that was created by other older women who ran out of time. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like the whole thing, like, it's unbelievable. Like, the whole thing, like, the whole women's game is just, it's so elementary, and it's so sad that I think a lot of intelligent men completely overthink it. Completely. Because they're trying to apply male logic, you know, chess logic to it. Women's brains aren't even programmed for chess. Women's brains are programmed for checkers. You see, as long as it's a 5-minute win, that's all they see. They're not thinking about this time next year. You know, I can't say how many times I've read stories of women. Oh my God. I'm thinking of one story particularly right now. It was this old woman. Like, she genuinely thought she was still worth some shit. She was like 45 years old, right? And she genuinely thought she was worth something. And she said, I paid my entire life savings about $5,000. I'm like, bitch, you 45 and all you can come up with is $5,000. Like, but that's woman's mentality. Their mentality is the hope a man comes along and just gives them free shit. That's their mentality. You see what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter if they're Oprah Winfrey, if they're Beyonce, if they're Nicole Scherzinger. They're all, by the time they end up like Nicole Scherzinger and them, like, see, they're pretty much accepting the fact, okay, I'm just going to die alone, all right? Because her status is too high, and the men who are of the same status or where she wants to be, they're all getting the younger, more prettier girls. So she's pretty much like the Nicole Scherzinger from Pussycat Dolls, them type of women. They got to know it's over. OK, they might find a little boy toy from here and there to fuck with. But for the most part, no, man, they're just not worth that much effort. OK, most men will be better off finding some struggling college student and paying her a couple $100 to fuck her than to go deal with Nicole Scherzinger's bull, a 40-year-old successful woman's bullshit, you know, unless she's the other side of the extreme. Like I said in a previous video, by the time women hit 40, if they're successful, it's usually one of two boats. Either one, the first boat is they're so attached to their accomplishments in life, because like I said in the previous video, women try to, this is their secret way of trying to get a higher quality man to secretly fall in love with them, is by becoming what they do in life, by being, you know, independently successful, blah, blah, blah. But see, but it inevitably lands them in this, in a complete dead end, because they're thinking, oh, well, if I become successful, then another higher successful man will want me. So I'll just withhold my vagina for that higher successful man. Well, we know how that plays out. The higher successful man is going to put all his time in younger women. And she is an old afterthought. At best, she's a side chick. And that's at best, if she can last longer than a month. All right. That's the reality. And so she ends up in this endless loop of the guys who want me, I don't want them because they're lower than me. And the guys I want, they can just do better than me. So they end up in this endless loop of loneliness. Now, the younger, now, the other boat is, okay, she realized her value plummeted. So she is going to have sex with any man that walks in that room. As long as he probably pretty much just, you know, isn't stone cold drunk or something. And even she might still fuck that dude. You see, like it's one of the two extremes. And it has never failed wherever I've been on the planet. It's one of the two extremes. Either she's completely unattainable because of her own mental scenario of status, or she's getting pissed on by every guy at the bar down the street. It's one of the two. Like, it's very rare you can find like just a solid one. It can happen. It can happen. But I wouldn't count on it because you got to remember, this is how women are. They deal in extremes. Women are very rarely genuinely decent, normal humans. Very rarely. But yeah, they backed themselves into a corner. And like I said this a long time ago. See, Trump, I think Donald Trump has what it takes to check women. Okay? I'm not going to go into my own political thoughts on Donald Trump, but I'll go into this. I think that Donald Trump has what it takes. And because he showed it, he showed it time and time again on how to deal with bitches, right? And I paid attention to this. You see, because the first thing that I noticed to him, how he learned how to deal with bitches, was when he was when he did that speech saying like Mexicans don't bring the best, they're bringing their murderers, rapists, killers, blah, 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 and all that shit, right? And he got that backlash for that. Now, see, this is how I learned it. Either he knew or somebody or one of his administration people knew how to deal with bitches. Because, see, how he dealt with it was he didn't apologize for shit. That's just what I think, bro. Accept it. That's how you deal. See, that is how you deal with bitches. See, you never, ever fold for them. You, whatever you do, you own whatever you believe in. And if somebody's watching this, thank you for watching this video, but I want to tell you this. Whatever you believe in, I don't care if you don't like black dudes, okay? And I'm a black dude, okay? If you don't like black dudes, own it. Fucking go out there and own it. Because, see, women will respect you as long as you own it and you hold up to it. You will. I'm telling you. If you like some crazy sex shit or whatever your thing as a man, see, women will respect you as long as you own it. And see, the reason why women have backed themselves into a wall is because women over the last 20 to 50 years have trained little boys to grow up as men to please women. And that is exactly why women have backed themselves to a wall, because it's not a man's job to please a woman. It's a woman's job to please man. And see, they got the roles fucked up. It's all confused and fucked up. So now you got men trying to please women. And we know how that turns out. Just do the math on it. Whenever a man puts all his eggs in one basket, that is universally assigned that that man is of low value. It's how it is. I can specifically speak more for America. This is what happened in America. This is what women have done to men. And the men were pretty much indoctrinated into it from a young age. They have no, you know, you're not going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly and all that shit come on. Here's a girl texting me right now. What's she saying? Have I thought about buying? This is the girl who I have threesomes with. She asked me if I thought about buying the girl we have threesomes with a gift. No. And I'm going to text her that. I'm going to text her that in a minute. Seriously. Like, I don't know if you guys can read it, because I know the screen doesn't. Maybe you guys can read it, like, in, I don't know. Maybe it's clear so you can read it. But read that shit. Like, have you? Oh, shit. Just went off. Hang on. I don't know. Now I'm in Facebook. But, yeah. Have you thought about buying Katka a gift? Her name's Katka. You know, I'm in Czech Republic. Katka's like the Czech version of Caitlin or Catherine. Back to the original topic, man. Like, yeah, they back themselves into a fucking wall, man. That's just what it is. It is what it is. And like I said, I think Donald Trump, either he has it or whoever told him what to do in that scenario, which I'm pretty sure is probably mostly him. He has it. I think he could single-handedly get men back on the right track. I believe so. Now I'm thinking about it even more in depth. I really do think Trump could really get Western men back on the right track in terms of dealing with bitches. I think he can do it. Because at this point, he's already been run through. He got impeached, or they were doing something with that shit. So I hate politics because I think it's all bullshit. I probably studied more political science when I was 19 than most people ever learn in their lives. But I made it my mission goal to forget it, because I just hate politics in general. I think it's all bullshit. But so I may say some dumbass shit because it's been 10 years since I've studied it. And I just don't care about it. But I genuinely think Donald Trump has what it takes to get men. If men pay attention to how he acts with women, if they pay real attention to how he acts with women, I think he can get men. Okay, pending on how America is now. Now, no, don't get me wrong. I think from what I've seen of how Barack dealt with, what's her name? I can't even think of Michelle Obama. His way works, but see, Barack is kind of like old school with it. Like Donald Trump is like more new school and timeless with it. Like that's going to work wherever you're on a planet, as long as you have some resources. Like he can do that shit. And I think if more men follow Trump, they would be better off dealing with bitches in the real world. That's my opinion on that, man. But I'm gonna head out. I gotta get these eggs off the stove. I gotta head out. Yeah. Holla.